ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Uh-oh. Ted's writing out his TED Talk as we speak.
Jotting it down, Steve.
Look at you.
Get it done.
Way not to procrastinate.
Well, I had it up here, Steve.
Oh.
It's been in the head for days.
In the noggin.
Yeah.
Looks good to see you, Ted.
Good to see you too, bud.
Welcome back, Juliet Prete.
Thank you, my friends. It's been a long, long, what, month? Month and a half.
Are you really due on Monday?
Yeah, I'm due on Monday.
You're going to have a child on Monday,
not
possibly.
Necessarily.
Possibly. You could have it right now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I could lay an egg right here. In fact, wouldn't that be great for the listeners?
It'd be fantastic. I actually encourage it. Ted, are you able to deliver a baby?
I am, but I'm taking the rest of the day off.
Okay, me too.
Just know I need to be rubbed if that happens. And if I squeak during this whole podcast, like, don't be, I mean, sometimes I'm just like, oh, and you'll be like, oh my God, what? And I'm like, nothing, it's fine. You know, so
just
I might
a human
do that.
Inside my belly.
Yeah, so I'll try not to squeak.
That'd be next level. I mean, we've got scissors, so we can cut the umbilical cord.
There's a fridge. We can keep the placenta.
Yes. We could even put
it. Oh, yeah. I want that encapsulated.
We should put it in the privacy room, the lactation station.
Oh, there's a privacy room, dude. Yeah. We could totally deliver this baby.
Nice.
Yeah. We could either do it. I think we should do the delivery here in the studio.
Let's get you like a something spicy and just induce this thing.
You know what?
What do we got?
This chair like moves a lot, so I could just sort of, I'm supposed to do like pelvic rotations, you know, on the chair. Like, you're like, oh, don't show me that. Don't.
We usually go to certain clubs to have that happen.
Yeah, I know. That was just confusing because I was like, I bet that would be sexy if you weren't so pregnant. Sorry, that's not wrong to say. Just like, it seemed like a sexy move, but it's like, that's a pregnant lady just trying to have a baby.
That's okay. I know. I resemble Humpty Dumpty. It's fine. I know. It's just, I'm just like an egg on a wall if I sit on that chair. Oh, ran into the microphone. Ow.
You're falling apart over here, Julia.
It's not. It didn't hurt. That's just my first instinct.
Do you guys have like a plan as far as the birth thing? Are you doing it in a bathtub, or is there like some kind of weird like voodoo woman that's going to be helping out? I always hear these stories.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Well, you know, I actually want to share some stuff and get your feedback on this because I've always found this curious. Well, definitely doing a natural birth with a midwife, you know, with witchcraft and all of that. Probably like a home birth.
We've all got voodoo dolls that look like you.
Perfect.
Yes.
So this is going to be like a home birth, or actually, it's the first choice is a birth center, because that's like a home birth, but it's like giving birth at a hotel with like a jacuzzi and then they clean up after you.
Oh.
So it's like a home birth. Only if I go past 42 weeks, then I'll have to be at home because there's like state laws in Washington about liability. But so yeah. But everyone's like, oh, do you want to do a water birth? And I'm like, now here's the thing. Like, we all know water dries us out, right? Who wants to have a watermelon come out when you're dry from water sitting in a tub?
Don't they like have some kind of lotion that gets used in the situation? I don't know.
Like, sort of, but like, I've asked
like my midwives.
Some
Neosporin or something?
Yeah, I mean, it, olive oil and coconut oil. But the thing is that like, we all know what it's like.
If you want to be organic, fine. With your coconut oil. But my wife uses it for her elbows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, that's
we're
like
just
a backup
cooking with this
thing.
Stuff.
I thought so, too. She's got a special coconut oil jar in the bathroom.
All right.
That's legit, and it is used, but I'm just thinking, you guys have done stuff in bathrooms, right? And showers where things like water gets up there, right? And it's not lubricated.
True. Jacuzzi jet at tub, I feel like sex is fine in. It's just not in a hot tub. It's too dry.
I just think once water gets up there, it just steals, like, you know, the slip and slide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it's like, so does you imagine being by a baby's head? Can I say
Well, you did, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Like, ow, right? That sucks.
You know, why don't we do some push-ups? We get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the fist
functioning.
Jesus. So I got a song in honor of Juliet being here. I went into our production library and just typed in kid music.
All right, kid music.
And I found this great song called Acoustic Kitty Pop. So this is going to help you give birth, I think.
Do my pelvic moves.
Yes. So for those that aren't pregnant, don't do a pelvic move. Get down on the floor.
I call this song Lotta Pops and Soda Pop.
Push-ups? Are we doing push-ups?
We're doing push-ups.
I'm going to try. I had to do it in prenatal yoga. I can do it here.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Okay.
Here we go, Mega Family.
I'm going to try it.
It'll work. Here we go. One, two.
pregnancy. It's fun.
Ah, it's almost over. Yay.
I think the song's almost over, too.
Oh, I missed it.
Tech Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Today's TED Talk, different. So I'm not saying you got to be specifically a weirdo to be different, but just hang out with different people, right? You probably have different groups of friends, and I do it. You fall into this, like, lull of hanging out. Not lull, but you just fall into, like, the... You hang out with the same people all the time. You probably agree on a lot of same subjects, this and that. So it's nice. I had some friends in town. I don't see that often. We went out and I was like, oh yeah, it's good to hang out with other people too. And
well, spice of life.
Yeah, man. Sprinkle in some different inspiration.
I remember at my wedding, it was like one of the few instances where I was able to have all the walks of life that are in my world, like my hockey friends, my music friend.
Yeah.
Excuse me. All of them together. And I was like, that's kind of cool. Like they've never all congregated together. And I was thinking about that recently. I'm just like, I'm just surrounded by weird people. I'm not saying I'm not. I'm probably right up there with them when they refer to their weird friends. They're like, oh, my friend Steve. But like, I have my wrestling friends that I wrestle with. I have my hockey friends. I got my music buddies. And then I got some of the radio buddies. And I'm just like, they're all so different. But I feel like everyone would get along because they're all so unique. They're all so creative. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember at your wedding, shotgun and beers outside with Munson.
Yes.
That was the first time I hung out with him.
That's right. And yeah. That was when the magician realized that he once arrested Munson because I had a magician at my wedding.
That's epic.
It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was like one of those David Blaine magicians. So he'd walk around and I told him, don't say you're a magician. Just come dress nice, like as if like, you know, you're just part of the wedding party or something. His side job, actually, his real job at the time, was he was a cop.
Oh?
And so,
side job. Here's a cop.
Well, he since
here's
stopped
a gun,
being a cop.
Here's the gun.
Oh, really?
Disappears.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to see your rights disappear?
Are these cops real? It's a terrible trick.
Here's a bullet. Where did it go?
Right? In your leg. So anyways, he would just walk up to random tables and be like, yeah, you want to see a card trick? And then he'd set these cards on fire and it would freak out like the old people at my wedding. But it was pretty awesome. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
And so it turned out Munson, one of my good friends, and now Ted's friend as well, that's one of the first times you guys met. Or the first time.
That might have been the first time we hung out.
And it ended up that he stayed in your room that whole night.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that. One night stand.
Magician.
Yeah.
Well, the magician, as he's doing
that
magic
sounds
tricks.
Erotic.
It was. He looks and looks at Munson and just like, you look familiar. And then Munson goes, yeah, you arrested me once for having alcohol in possession and I was a minor.
That's weird.
Like, this is the greatest wedding ever.
That's great.
But I'm with you, man. I think it's good to have a wide variety of friends.
Yeah, just to get a different view on stuff.
Juliette, who's the weirdest friend that you have?
The weirdest friend that I have.
First and last name.
Yes. Are we for real?
Well, email address, phone number.
She's over in India, I think. She and I haven't like stayed in contact very well. But she was actually the first friend I had, after the age of 5. And she eventually, I mean, she had a lot of tics. Like she actually had some,
tics.
Yeah. Like she was known in our daycare as the girl who never cut her nails and talked to herself and licked her lips and grew her hair out like a crazy person. But she was really interesting. She collected, like ElfQuest comic books, which is what I started collecting. And yeah, and she kind of but her family
ElfQuest?
Yeah, right. No, I'm just saying the weirdest, right? And her family it's basically a elves in comics doing comic-y stuff and yeah, I mean some people might know what I'm talking about, but yeah, we used to collect ElfQuest comics and everyone remembers her. So if I ever run into someone from my daycare, they're like, who are you? I'm like, oh, you remember that girl with the long hair that never cut her nails, talked to herself? And I go, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I was her friend. And they're like, oh, okay, you know, but she ended up being super brilliant, which I already knew she was, and she studied like she was like a Tamil studies major, which is this sort of fringe culture in the Sri Lankan area and in India, I believe. I might be misquoting this, but yeah, in her spare time, like in her young adulthood, she'd listen to Sri Lankan rebel music and she went over there to teach. And, you know, she's just I think she's pretty anti-American actually.
Oh.
But yeah, she's just very just idiosyncratic. And she just like lives over there and she's very part of that like culture.
I don't think about that with Sri Lanka. I think about it with like Pakistan. I'm just being serious.
These are just very fringe. Or at least that's what I was led to believe. Some people listening might have an idea of what I'm talking about, and most of them probably don't. But yeah, she's...
I think our listeners are having a hard enough time wrapping their head around ElfQuest still.
Yeah, ElfQuest, but ElfQuest was great. I loved ElfQuest. Yeah, I actually didn't even read it. I just looked at the pictures and I like kept it in perfect condition because I was kind of like a hoarder of things back then.
What did you learn by looking it up, Ted?
I mean, it's a very colorful cartoon, ElfQuest.
This is reminds me, I was a kid, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, it almost looks like old school anime.
Maybe. I mean, well, it's definitely, I wouldn't classify it as anime, but I can see why you think that, the big heads, you know?
Yeah, the big heads, the, like, ripped bodies.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's super old school right there. I liked the wave dancers, personally, but...
Are they gonna show up in a Avengers movie?
Unlikely.
Has anyone in this room seen the Avengers?
I've seen the one a long time ago, not recently.
Not the new one.
Not Infinity War?
No. Have you, Ted?
I haven't, but I know what happens, why everybody's so pissy.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
It's a two-part movie, people.
Somebody dies.
Yeah, but everybody's freaking out, and it's like, well, it's a two-part movie. I know nothing about it, but I know if it's in two parts, the good guys can't win the first part. Why would you go see the second one?
That's right.
Right, Rocky usually didn't win the first fight that he had in these movies.
Right, so people are like all freaking that's out. True. Like, can you believe how this ended? Like, yeah, it's two parts.
And that's how they milk you for money. Yeah. They did that with Harry Potter, and they did that with Hunger Games, too, and it's super irritating. It's like, you didn't need to break this up into two movies. You're just being...
Right, like if you watch, just say, the first half of Scarface, you'd be like, I'm going to be a drug dealer. There's no downfall to it.
Right.
Everything's great. Then you watch the second half and people are dying or going to jail.
Right.
All movies, like Full Metal Jacket. You're like, okay, I'm time to be a soldier. And then by the end of it, you're like, oh, I don't want to be a soldier.
No.
Yeah. Right?
There's an arc of a story that gets cut off when they split it like that.
Yeah. So that's the thing with the Avengers. Can you believe what happened? Like, yeah.
See, I don't even know what happened, but I'm sure... Everything's going to be fine.
Yes! It's a movie. It's a superhero movie. Eventually, the superheroes will win.
Which I think is disappointing. They always win. Always.
Well, yeah. You got to have people leaving happy.
Yeah.
The only one I want to see lose once in a while is Batman.
Of all the superheroes, Batman. Yes. See, Superman for me. Superman feels kind of smug.
See, I think Batman's just a show, man, for corporate America.
Do tell.
Well, I don't know, like...
That's a good point.
He's got no business, but he's always out there, like, mixing it up, and then he's, like, protected business property and stuff, like...
It's just a rich guy with his rich toys.
Yeah, the cops have a sign for him, like, is he a vigilante, or is he just a shill, man?
He's not original.
Like, the villains in Batman are some original-ass dudes.
Yeah.
Like, Joker kills people, yes, but he's hilarious, and they do crazy stuff, they come up with crazy schemes.
The Riddler, he makes you think.
Yes!
Yeah.
Batman doesn't do none of that.
Penguin, kind of adorable. Makes you want to chuckle.
Yeah, and maybe Robin.
Oh, God, the penguin. Oh.
I'm not talking about...
I think that dude did a great job portraying such a gross character. Penguin.
You know, speaking of friends, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I've got a story about the ultimate betrayal of a celebrity's friend.
We get into Kanye?
No.
Oh.
But maybe we should. The Kanye stuff's nuts.
Yeah.
We are getting into someone that just recently talked about Kanye, though.
All right, cool.
A man by the name of Kevin Hart.
All right.
When the Megacast returns.
Oh, wow. This music sounds like Steve is farting into the microphone. Gross. The Megacast will be back.
We're Marvel Studios, and we're super psyched for you to see Avengers Infinity War. But it features so many superheroes, people are already asking, which one is that again? So with every ticket you buy, you'll get a special 14-page annotated program in 7-point font listing every superhero appearing in the film, including Iron Man, Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Handyman, Star-Lord, War Machine, Honey Badger, Groot, Thor, Hulk, Cher, Drake, Black Widow, Slightly More Beige Widow, Black Panther, Black Santa, Gray Tabby, Black Panther's second cousin, Lil Panther, Captain America, Captain Underpants, Private Benjamin, Gay Thor, Doctor Strange, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, and Mike Lindell, TV's My Pillow Guy.
Just like you, I had problems sleeping.
So don't miss the fun and the heavy reading. Get your ticket to Avengers Infinity War today.
Oh, yes. The Megacast is back.
All right. A little swing action right here. All right. Getting ready for your Cherry Pop and Daddy's endeavor there, Rev. I mean, Rev said.
I am going to see the Cherry Pop and Daddy's.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, man. May 26th.
May 26th.
And our buddy Josh, his band is opening for him at Tony V's.
The
Scoblins.
Scoblins.
I love that name. I mean, both names, but Cherry Pop and Daddy's has always had a great name. Scoblins.
Scoblins.
That's cool.
Right?
Yeah. That's cool, too.
I know. The yeah. Ska back.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
I'm not even, yeah. I was like, yeah, I love Ska. Let's go. But Josh has been in that band for like 2 years, and I've never seen him.
What is Josh playing in the band? Is he a trumpet? Or...
He is a brass musician.
Awesome. I was going to say, if you're going to be doing Ska...
I'm not positive which one.
You got to be doing either the trombone, the trumpet, the French horn... The tuba? There's no tuba in ska. I don't know.
Is there a tuba in ska?
I don't know. This is the part where I live under a rock, y'all.
Wow. Ska hasn't been huge.
Sorry.
Since
well, so mid-90s.
Well, it's nice that you're a good friend, unlike this man by the name of JT, a.k.a. Jackson. He's a friend of Kevin Hart.
All right.
Do you remember the story about Kevin Hart? And he it was many months ago, and there was a video of him... hanging around with a woman, and apparently there was a sex tape, and someone was extorting him for money. And of course, that's not a good thing because he's married.
Ooh.
Oh, wait
oh,
a minute!
No, that,
do you remember
that?
Yes,
I haven't heard this, but I'm you're updating me on culture. So
apparently, the person who was extorting him, he just found out who it was, and it was his friend Jackson.
Well, that's no
dang. Thing.
Could you imagine doing that to your friend?
Well, it's not his friend, clearly.
Well, according to the TMZ story, he was a close friend of Kevin's for more than 15 years. Kevin put him in movies like SWAT, Naked, and also in Think Like a Man, too. T-O-O, not T-W-O. And apparently a bunch of photos were up there. And so Kevin just tweeted, mind blown, hurt, at a loss for words, and simply in complete disbelief at this moment. Wow. So apparently, yeah, his buddy dang. Jonathan Todd Jackson tried to extort money from Kevin Hart, even though Kevin did all this great crap for him. I was like, that's pretty bad.
I still think that guy just really screwed up with the money amount.
Why is that?
Well, he tried to extort him for like $15 million or something crazy.
Sheesh.
Right? Or maybe it was like 50. I don't know. But I'm just saying, it's Kevin Hart. If you'd come at him at like a mill,
probably
Kevin Hart would have paid that.
To shut you off.
Just to shut you off.
The thing about blackmailers, though, is they're never satisfied. I mean, there's no rules with them, right? They can ask for this. Someone can deliver, and they'll ask for more. And what is that person going to do, right?
Right. But that is right. That is the problem with...
The type of person who's going to do that is typically...
It's never going to stop, right? But that still sucks for his wife.
Well, yeah. How about... So this all went down.
You think he likes the wife? That could be the other angle on this.
That's possible. But he would just tell him if he liked the wife, and he could just like go right after the wife, be like, I'm telling your wife that you cheated. Ha ha, I'm going to go after your wife.
And
you know,
we're going to have sex.
Something.
Yeah, but if you're going to break
that's how
up
it works in movies.
If you're going to break up a marriage, you might as well get some cash out of it.
That's one way to think about it.
At least a million.
Yeah, that's what I still say. Should have asked for a million, gone away happy.
Well, apparently that video is about 5 minutes long. Highly produced. I like that the story says it's highly produced. Does that mean that has like special effects?
Probably has nice lighting and stuff. Would they like do it on purpose?
Did he hit up Michael Bay for some explosions?
I'd be curious.
During that happy moment, the whole room explodes.
What do they put those like weird little ears and noses like a Snapchat or something on there?
That'd be great. Little dog nose.
Oh, I hate those.
Dude.
Oh, I hate those.
I want a highly produced sex tape.
So do I.
Like, that'd be awesome.
Like, I don't think you guys do, though. You're both married. Like,
no,
this
with
is
our,
like, got Kevin Hart
with
in trouble.
My wife.
Yeah, exactly. Not with like
who
some
are you
random
show it
dude.
To? Myself.
Yeah.
Well, and sex tapes are meant to be enjoyed by the world.
Ted, fine. After a few drinks, maybe I'll show it to you.
All right. That's
great idea. Love it. And then your kids can eventually find it, which is fantastic for their psyches.
Well, at least it's highly produced. It's not some like weird cell phone.
See, look how it's like, look, Junior, this was done in a classy way with you in mind. In fact, literally with you in mind.
In fact, this is how we made you.
Right. Yeah. You should be grateful.
Yes.
For that, this.
That moment where the giant explosion happens.
That's you.
That is you. With some like big theatrical music.
All right.
I want to know how what that means, though. Highly produced. Did they use a good camera?
I want a softcore porn.
Yes.
You know? Where it's
right before you show the action, it just shoots to like the fireplace. Not that I've ever seen movies like that.
Yeah, or it's just like 30 seconds of action and she's just like, it's like the most intense orgasm this woman has ever had in her life.
Just showing the face.
Yeah, just her face.
She's like, argh.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. God damn it, Ted guy is killing it.
That's like the Skinamax movies.
Yes. Back in
the
day. That's what I'm thinking of. Back, yeah,
we do you remember those?
You know what? What I do remember is, you know, remember how the Spice Channel and the Adam and Eve Channel, they're all fuzzy in your parents' house and you're trying to like get onto it.
The AB switch.
AB.
Yeah. So you're just like Ted watching, trying to get through.
Or you set your VCR to like a channel ahead and then put it on the Spice Channel.
Yeah, but you have to be careful. Like if, you know, they can't be home or they can't be in the room. And if they're coming by, you got to like change channel.
Kids these days don't know the struggle.
Oh, didn't have we had to work for this.
We had analog issues. Yeah. Even the Playboy Channel, I remember. And for those that don't know, Juliet, you were Miss June...
2008.
Yeah. Bam.
Although that's not porn. Let's make the difference.
No, but remember, Playboy would show adult films, or quote-unquote, but they were softcore. Just like Skinamax.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it'd be like... some famous playmates like fantasy.
Yeah. Or,
or maybe she narrated or some crap.
Did you ever watch Red Shoe Diaries?
I was about to say, yes.
Yeah.
With was it Richard Gere in that or no? David Duchovny.
Oh, and Cato Kaelin was in one.
Oh, Red Shoe Diaries.
In a porn?
Yeah, like in a softcore one.
Of course he would be in a softcore porn. He's got nothing. Okay, I don't know Cato Kaelin. I shouldn't be like.
But yeah, so this highly produced porn. How about his wife was pregnant at the time?
Oh, no. This upsets me.
Oh, why? Because you're pregnant?
Yes. This upsets me. Okay, continue. I want to hear more.
And then he apologized to her on social media like all good celebrities do.
Oh, that should heal everything.
I think she forgot it even happened, personally.
During pregnancy, that's an offense.
Yeah, the video shows Hart with a woman in his hotel room in Vegas apparently having sex.
I still think the craziest one was Kobe. After he got in trouble, and then he had that press conference, was like, I didn't rape anybody, I just had sex with that girl. And his wife is sitting next to him.
I will kill you.
With the biggest diamond ring. And you could tell, like, he bought it, like, the day before.
Dude, that thing was, like, bigger than one of those ring pops.
Yeah.
And it was just straight up all diamonds. And then didn't he get, like, a bunch of tattoos right after that, too?
I just remember that. I just remember that press conference, like, oh, man, he bought her off.
Still, to this day, though, I think the one where it stand by your man to the extreme was with Magic Johnson.
That's no good. Ew. Well, wait, if they Magic Johnson, he cheated on his wife and got AIDS or something? What? Did I misquote
that? Yes. He's HIV. Doesn't have AIDS.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but he did a press conference with Cookie right by his side.
That's like Hillary Clinton and we can, Like, how long do you stick around for being treated like crap? You know,
I don't know. I do. I honestly do think some athletes and some people that make that much money, I think they just have an agreement.
Like maybe if that's their agreement, great. But if it was done to me, I'll be like, I don't care about money. If I did, I'd be married to some rich old white dude who doesn't, you know, that I'm not attracted to. You know, like if I care about money.
But what I'm saying is some of those situations to me, I'm ridiculous. But they have to have some type of an agreement, even if you're not rich. I remember as a kid, a guy. That worked with my dad, and we'd go to certain events, and it'd be, and you know, just as a kid, naturally, you'd be like, well, that's not his wife. And it was like, just don't say anything. Like, that's just how they do.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's very money involved. I think, like, when you care more about money, then clearly these ladies are going to stay. But when you don't give a rat's ass about money, like, if that was done to me, I'd be like, okay, see ya, you know, and how we divide the assets at that point.
But the Hillary Clinton one also, I think, has more than just money. It's also political aspirations. 100%.
It's career and money, but it's still like the bottom line was financial and not love based.
I got to ask though, because during your time of being a playmate, were there opportunities where old men were like, "Yo, I'll shower you with a bunch of money if you hang out with me"?
You know what? Yes and no. I mean, like, people didn't really come up to me and ask me too many
clearly
times.
Clearly didn't have a very good agent.
Because, well, I think I kind of intimidated people. First of all, I didn't put myself in those positions oftentimes. And I also, you know, the fact that I was, like, pretty straightforward about, like, my style, people were like, well, they didn't bother, you know. But a few times, I mean, being in that environment, you know, it's not uncommon for playmates to end up with super rich guys. I mean, not to say they don't love them, but like it's super not, it's very, very common, and it has to be money oriented. It's like in real life, if that guy had no money, they would not be with so and so, you know, like you.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of people I know
that they're with
guys that like I would never want to touch with a 10-foot pole. You know, I'm like, that's okay, so awesome. Well, you must be. And actually, I have a playmate friend who got like by being with a rich guy, like her allowance, like his family gave her an allowance, and it was like 15 grand a month. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, so it's like this is a real thing. Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
that would
it's
be awesome.
Exactly,
I would
just
love
for
to be
being
married
the
to someone
girlfriend
in the
family
of 15 grand a
15
month.
15 G's a month.
And it was a contract. Yeah, they like they, you know, they signed for it and crap like that, and I'm just like, this is not the authentic relationship I'd be looking for, but you know, I mean, that's imagine
like,
how much money she could save, you know.
Seems like a very fun relationship though. I'd have cars.
And you have to bang that guy.
I'd bang whoever 15 grand a month.
I don't know. I value a good bang too much to sell out.
Not me.
I'm
with you. So, 15 G's, even for one shot. I think most women would be like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
You pay me 15 G's?
I would
Hashtag prostitution. Right?
Yeah, that's what
it is.
Prostitutes?
I think
pretty much.
Ted and I would be awesome prostitutes.
You two are whores.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. You know what? No judgment. You know, it's freedom of choice is about choosing to prostitute yourself as well.
Yes.
Taking the power back.
Yes.
Yep.
I support your choice to be a whore.
Power schmower. I just want 15 grand a month.
Yeah. No kidding.
Man, that would be pretty cool.
It would be. It would.
Hey, so, okay. So we got this. That's a. Obviously, no one's probably been wronged like this when he comes. I think about one of my friends from back. I think about, like, you know, how a friend has wronged you. And I remember in college, I had a buddy who I just broke up with someone. He knew I was heartbroken about it at a house party that, like, maybe a week after the relationship ended. And I watched the two of them go into his room in the house.
Mm. Oh.
And I'm just like, I've never been like a punching walls and items kind of person, but I full power punched the refrigerator and instantly regretted it after I did it. But like as I watched her go into that room, I was just like, you bastard.
Was it that crowded of a party?
It was a pretty decently.
So they probably thought that you couldn't see him.
But I'm all the way in the kitchen. Like, let's just say his room in this house was maybe about 30 feet away.
All right.
If that, maybe 20 feet away. And I could see them both walking. I was already in a bad mood because she was invited to the party, and then all of a sudden she goes off into that. I was just like, and look, takes two to tango. I can't just be mad at him. She's also, I mean, whatever.
Nevertheless,
I was pissed. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, right, I was just about to graduate, and it just soured me on all of my friends in college. Like, I was just like, that son of a bitch. And it wasn't like anyone else's
fault.
Was
the next morning?
I didn't live in that house.
All right.
Oh, so I went back to the dorm because I was an RA living for free.
Yeah.
And crying my tears, listening to Dave Matthews crash into me. I'll never forget that. Terrible idea. Why do we do that when we're heartbroken?
Damn.
Let me listen to something that's only going to break my heart even more.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody does.
And then it ruins the song. I think we brought this up once, like when people ruin songs you used to like because you listened when you were upset about that crap.
Or if they just listen to the song all the time.
Yes.
Just so many ways to ruin a good song.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It does. After a while, you can get them back.
Yeah, you have to wait years, though.
You do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've done it with, like, TV shows, songs.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it takes a while, right? It's like, oh, I'm going to watch this again. I like this.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a story, though, of a time that a friend wronged you?
I think we all do.
What's your favorite one? Not that to be the worst one, but your favorite one, maybe.
I've got one that's entertaining.
Okay.
Okay. I once had a quote unquote best friend in my teen years, and I discovered that she was kind of a psycho in the weirdest way. So she came from a family that actually had money and I didn't. So that's some backstory there. So, and she knows that or knew that then. And I, you know, we'd have sleepovers and stuff, and she and I were both only children. There's something about, like, only children. We tend to gravitate toward only children, or at least, like, the oldest. I don't know what the phenomenon is, but she was an only child. Her mom was kind of weird, so maybe that's why she ended up being weird. But Anyway, so she was sleeping over at my house. I think I was, 16, 17? And I had, like, this jar where I'd just put money, like, whenever I'd just kind of squirrel away money here and there. And it was just... And sometimes, you know, for my own just aesthetic enjoyment, I change out like some like fives and tens into like a $100 bill just so I could see the $100 bill in my jar.
All right.
Right. And also I recently, this was around the age when I'm like, okay, I don't want to get like the mass produced underwear my mom buys for me. I'm going to start buying like really cute little thongs for myself, you know, cause I'm like 17 and like trying to,
I remember those, you know, for myself too.
Just buying really nice underwear. Yep. And like, and it was to the point where it's like each piece of underwear I like lay out really nicely in my drawer, and I even showed her where my underwear was. And so
she steal your underwear?
Yeah,
all of them.
But the thing is, I'd already worn them. So here's what's weird. So I left, and then I came back. And the my $100 bill was gone. Okay, it's not like this girl was hurting for money. So I'm like, okay, she's stealing from me it's like, yeah, trusting the dog who's going to bite you anyway when you let off leash or run off.
Or run off.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, I looked in my drawer. I think later, I think I'm getting it twisted. I think, okay, the night before, I looked in my drawer, showed her the underwear, and I closed it. And then later that night, she was wearing something that looked exactly like one of my underwear pairs, and I'm like, oh, that's just like mine. She's like, oh yeah, I have the exact same one. She like took it
out
of
my drawer.
She
stole your underwear, like, and then put them on and modeled them?
She put it on in front of me saying that it was her underwear. And then I realized, because over the years I had underwear missing anyway, but I never noticed because it was that mass produced junk that my mom would buy me. I'm like, oh my god, this explains why she magically had my underwear in her drawers and just said, you know, that she just happened to have the same junky underwear I had. So she's been stealing my underwear for years. What? Steal my underwear. And so then she starts stealing my thongs and wearing them in front of me, telling me that she just happened to magically have my same thong, even though it's now missing from my drawer. And she stole my $100 bill out of my jar. And then I stopped talking to her. I went to India with a nonprofit that summer to study some remote culture in the Himalayas. But anyway, I got back and I just said, you know, I don't think we can be friends anymore. I think you stole my underwear and my money. And she's like, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm like, yeah,
I feel that way because you did it.
Crazy. Yep. Yep. That's my weird story.
Has anyone ever stolen your underwear before you went to the Himalayas?
No. Before I went to Ocean City once.
Oh, okay.
It was just weird.
I mean, there's, I can't, I don't know. There's
like, hey, Ted, look at these underwear. Yeah. They look like mine.
Look great, Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, there's business stuff, but like, I don't know. I don't count that. I'm trying to think of like a friend. I don't know.
Nah.
You got to have some douche in your life. We all have douche.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're lucky.
Well, yeah.
Or it's so bad you can't share it. It's
Let's
so
go
bad.
With that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I get you. I get you. I wasn't trying to like dig up some old problems.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm trying to think of like one that's like not too either. Like, yeah, I'm like, no, I'll take a fifth on that one.
Okay. All right,
when we take a break, we do have a couple good email questions.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Not so much should we be mad or anything. Well, I don't know, maybe.
All right.
Involving some feminine products.
Ooh.
Yes, when the Mega Cast returns.
Ted and Steve are going to take a break, so go to the fridge, grab an ice cold adult soda, and get ready for more awesomeness. The Megacast will be back.
Because a new Marvel superhero movie is released in America every 37 minutes, it's crucial not to confuse past Marvel movies with future Marvel movies. Past Marvel movies include Captain America the Winter Soldier, Avengers Age of Ultron, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Thor Ragnarok, and Black Panther. Future Marvel movies include Captain Ant-Man, The Winter Spider, Avengers Age of Adeline, Thor Fraggle Rock, Black Panther's Strange Doctor, and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Electric Boogaloo. We hope that clarifies things and spares you the embarrassment so often suffered by people who can't keep their superhero movies straight.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do this. Ted, Steve, the Megacast. She's back.
Oh, all right. It could be a meltdown.
This, yeah.
What is this?
It's just from our production library.
But I mean, what's the genre? What's it called?
I think it's called like funky electropop.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, the Metcast is back. Before we get to the emails, Juliet was so kind to send a bunch of topic ideas. And one of them popped into my, really like
stuck. You're just supposed to write it down when you get here.
Yes, like Ted.
Analog style.
Ted writes them as the show's starting. One of them that you posted, that you sent me, just got my wheels turning because I just recently discussed this on the most recent episode of the Migscast. And I was like, whoa. It's kind of weird that like something about in the universe that is making you bring this up, and I've already had this conversation. And the question was, what do you do when people ask you for money? Any unusual stories?
Oh, okay. Ooh. That stuck out. I didn't listen to that one. I've just been listening to your podcast when I haven't been around.
So. And I won't like, at the risk of anyone who listens. Oh, sorry.
I would say, here's the important rule when you lend a friend money. Number one. Do not expect it back.
That's a great
hallelujah.
If you lend money, you have to be able to part with it. It has to be gone. And then I've only done it with a couple people, but my simple rule is like, and it's very specific that I will lend somebody money, and most people I'll turn down, but like I had one friend, I helped them out, and I just said, I'm going to help you out here. Don't ask me again, and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to bring it up. Yeah. You don't bring it up.
Let's not play this dog and pony show where it's like, oh, man, I'm going to get you your money eventually. Like, stop bringing it up.
Right, exactly. Right. Like, I know you're not going to pay me back. I know right. You don't currently have money.
The
like,
only time you should bring it up is if you're actually handing me the money back. Otherwise, yes! I don't ever want to talk to you about this again. So I definitely want to get your guys' stories and why you decided to throw that in there. But it's funny, and long story short, I won't belabor it like I did on the Migscast, but I recently met somebody through a friend, and he's like more of like an acquaintance friend. And then the person that he introduced me to, nice guy, hit it off, seemed like a good dude. He just was in town for a certain thing, and then he left and went back home. So he sends me a text, and I'll just read the exchange, and I want to get your guys' take on this.
All right.
Just says, out of the blue, I get this random number texting me. Because I didn't give him my number, so he must have got my number from our mutual friend. Hey, man, what's up? My response. Sorry, I don't have this number in my phone. Who is this?
God, that's so nice. You just didn't say new phone, who dis?
Yeah, I always don't know because I'm always worried if I should have that person's number in my phone and I may never entered it and they're going to get offended. So I'm always super nice about that. But then,
all right.
More often than not, it's someone who shouldn't even have my number. Like, I'm like, well, damn it, why do you have my number?
Yeah.
So he tells me who it is. I'm like, hey, my ma'am, how are you? And he says, I'm great. Needed a favor from you if you can.
All right.
Okay. I figured maybe this is something like he needs maybe an audio clip or maybe he needs a picture or something.
Retweet me something.
Something yeah. basic.
Yeah.
I was like, of course. What's up? And I'm reading this verbatim. I lost my credit card and wanted to order a pizza for me and my sons, ? If you can help me out, I'll pay you back when I get it back. PayPal.
What?
What?
That's weird. That's like someone on the street being like, can you pay for something?
That
like,
is an awful, terrible lie.
That's weird.
Okay.
Luckily, so uncomfortable.
And I didn't know how to respond.
Of course not.
Because I'm like, I don't really know him that well, but I'm not giving him any money. And I don't know if he wants me to, like, part of me wanted to know exactly what he meant. Like, do I hand him over my credit card information? Or is he expecting me to go online to Domino's and plug in his info and send a pizza his way?
That's insane.
I know.
So what did you, all right, I will say
Did
this.
You just ghost him?
No, I was being nice about it.
And what'd you do?
I wrote S word. Man, sorry. I'm on a budget until the first. Can't stretch my dollars out right now. So my apologies. I can't help you out.
Yeah.
I had somebody kind of similar to that.
Okay.
Like a friend, like I kind of knew this person, but around the way. And like somehow the person knew enough that I was like, all right. So we exchanged numbers. And then within 2 weeks, hit me up for money. So I just said, hey, I don't lend money like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And what did he say in response?
He was like, all right, I get it, blah, blah, blah. But yeah. Same kind of, I mean, his thing was a little more, that's just weird.
And then his response
I'm trying to get money for a pizza?
How many kids do you have, man?
Like, that is something.
And then his response was, all good, fam. Hope you're. I'm like, I'm not now your fan, man. Like, don't treat me.
Who do you know this
make
person
them too
through?
Intimate.
Do you want me to tell you?
I'll write it down.
Mic's off.
Guy should have asked for a rotisserie chicken instead of a pizza. It would have gone further. It's probably for the same price.
Right.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it, though.
That's crazy.
All right. Then here's my question then. Do I tell my friend, hey,
yes,
what's up with your dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if he gave the number.
He might be like, oh, yeah, he does that all the time. Don't worry about it. He might say something like that. Or he might be like, oh, that's really weird. And maybe I should talk to him.
Like, part of me wants to reach out to everyone else who met this guy just recently.
Did he ask you this too?
Hey, did you guys get hit up for pizza?
That is such a strange one.
And I'm not getting any pizza out of the deal.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, hey, if you said, hey, man, I'm hard up on cash. Can we go grab some dinner? I'd be like, well, selfishly, that's a chance for me to eat meat outside of my home. I'll do it.
I agree. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You got your meat in there.
I was like, let's go. Chicken wings and pizza. Sounds like a great idea. My treat. But what was the reason why you threw this out as a question on the list of topics?
You know what? Interestingly enough, like...
It'd be funny if you're like, I sent somebody a text asking for pizza for me and my children.
Yeah, I think we're the same person. You know, what made me think about it was because, like, several weeks ago, because I actually... Okay, there's a lot of people on the street in Seattle, and... I have in the past made a habit of keeping like dollar bills on me just in case someone asks me for money. Because if someone asks me for money, I will give it to them usually unless I don't have it. I just have credit cards on me.
Can I get some money for pizza for me and my dog? No.
Or something like that. You know, if someone just honestly asks me for money, just say, hey, do you got, you know, some spare change? I will gig. It's an honest question. And if I have it, I'll give it. It's when people get weird and disingenuous about their question that irritates me. And then on principle, I don't give the money because I'm like, you should just ask me for what you really wanted. You know, so like I was outside of a Whole Foods because, you know, if I spend my money on anything, it's high quality food, you know. And yeah,
that's a great call.
Yeah. And so there was this lady who followed me to my car who had this big sign, which I didn't really care to read. But she said, you know, hey, could I get, you know, money for food? And I, you know, didn't have cash on me. But I had I was stocking up on those organic rotisserie chickens there because they're a good deal, like $10, you know. And I'm like, you know,
what kind do you get?
Just the plain.
All right.
Yeah, just the plain rotisserie organic.
I like that the lemon thyme one.
Or I'll take that as long as it's organic, doesn't have any gluten in it or whatever, you know. So I'm like, I've got extra chickens. And I thought it's not going to kill me to give her, you know, I would have honestly given her anything out of my bags if she had been willing to take it. I'm like, would you, if you want food, you know, I have this rotisserie chicken.
I'll just give you a chicken.
Yeah, no, I was going to give her a chicken and I was going to give her some strawberries
she
or whatever,
want the chicken,
you know. And here's what she says. Oh, she's like, "Oh, I can't cook it." I'm like, "Oh, don't worry. It's pre-cooked."
Right.
And she's like,
"They're already cooked."
And then she's like, "Well, someone just gave me chicken, so"
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what I'm actually looking for, like more like potatoes and things like that. You know, now she's getting really specific about what kind of food she wants.
That'd be great if you had some potatoes.
And I didn't have any
already
effing potatoes.
Mashed.
Yes. Twice baked, bitch.
Yeah. And I looked at my stuff. I'm like, honestly, like, I don't have the precise thing that you're asking for, you know. And
this
I'm
is
like,
why I just say no. I don't have any money. I just don't want.
I don't give out money on the street at all.
I've been with Ted,
especially in Seattle. There is so many social services and food banks and this and that. And I lived in Belltown for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I'd see the same junkies every week, and it's like
sure.
you got to be funny as hell, or you got to be like the last time I gave some money on the street, just as the guy I had a Maryland hat on. He was like, "Well, I'm from PG County," and I was like, "All right,
fine.
Here's $5.
Breaking my rule."
I won't do it with that.
Yeah, the whole why lie I need a beer thing is not funny anymore. So, yeah. I mean, we've already seen it. Come up with a new witty thing. But the worst for me is when you have someone that's just kind of hovering in the gas station area. And I'm filling up my gas and a guy will come up and it's up. I'm not trying to be rude, but it's very apparent he does not have a car.
Yes.
And he comes up. He's like, hey, can I get some money? I need money for gas. And I'm like, oh, where's your car? He said, "Goes down that way." I'm like, "What kind of car?" Yeah, it's just an old car.
Just tell the truth. Say just want some money,
right? Like you're not. It's not working.
That's
man.
Fine.
I'm on to your tricks.
Yeah.
I've been with Ted in San Francisco when a guy tried to.
Oh man, that's a great. Yeah, I forgot about that.
You want to hear a crazy story?
Yes.
The craziest story of my entire. Like, if anyone ever hits me up and says, "Hey, can you share the craziest story of your entire life?" That happened with Ted and I in San Francisco as we're wasted on a quest to get weed.
In the Tenderloin.
In the bad area of San Francisco while it's raining. And then somebody hit us up for some money. And then Ted finally had it, hit his breaking point.
Yeah, he's like, right, because I'm the shortest one of the group, right? So he's like really on me and like keeps like touching me. And
touching
I'm like,
you.
Like, stop touching me, right?
Oh, side note, can I share the other factor that was going on in our world? We were also on mushrooms at this moment.
Okay, so you have a distorted vision of reality. Okay. Yeah.
Or laser focus.
We were laser focused at this
so
moment.
So this guy, right, like he...
For weed.
Like, it's all, like he keeps... And I'm like, get, you know, and he's like... Says something, he's like, oh, what? Like, you don't think because I'm black? And I go, what? You think because I'm white I have money? So then he goes
dude,
in the street.
I have a story for this, too.
And he breaks, like, a 40-ounce bottle, right? And he's going to, like, come at me?
Oh, no.
So I just turn around. Steve saw the rage. I don't generally get that angry.
At this moment, I'm thinking, oh, boy, we're going to die.
Yeah.
And I look around. I'm like, is there any cop? No, of course there's no cops. This is like...
We don't need a cop.
Right. Then I look at Ted, and I'm like... Ted's got it covered.
Yeah. And I just grabbed the dude and with all my strength, because we're in San Francisco, throw him. And it's pouring. He starts sliding down the street.
Oh, my God.
Because he's wearing, like, loafers with no soles.
Yeah.
So it's just basically like...
The crackheads are laughing at him.
Other homeless people are laughing at this guy because he slides and then tips over.
Yeah. It was insane.
And then he starts calling out for a bunch of random people to help him out beat our ass.
Yeah, they're beating up black people, white boys.
Yeah, the racism card. Oh, yeah.
But nobody was listening to him. Everybody was laughing at him.
He was making up fake names. Nobody's paying attention. And so then that all goes on. The person that we're with is completely, like, thrown off because he doesn't expect any of this.
Right, keep in mind, this guy, I know because he's friends with my neighbor. Like, he had moved to San Francisco. He's been there, like, a year.
I've only hung out with this guy,
like, five times. We show up on mushrooms. I'm getting in fights on the street with homeless people.
We're asking him to take us around to go get weed.
Mm-hmm.
We finally find a guy that's like, oh, I could get you some weed. Just follow me into the alley. And we're about to. And then finally a moment of clarity hits me. And I look at Ted. I go, no.
No. Yeah.
We'll wait. Right here, you come back with the weed. Because I was like, we're not going in any dark alley.
And after, follow me into this forlorn-looking bedroom with red on the walls.
Elf quest.
How'd this get back into the conversation?
We were so jacked up at this point.
Oh, we're riding
We're rifling
high.
Shots. I'm going hitting on people's girlfriends.
We go into a bar. We're just pounding shots. We're just like, the minute we walk in, I'm just like, give me a Jägermeister. And so then while we're drinking, it's this giant bar. It's a big circle. On the other end, there's this... Two cute girls and a couple guys. We didn't even care. Ted's just like hitting on them from across the bar.
What did you say to them? And what's your version of hitting on someone? Because there's so many ways to hit on someone.
I don't remember. I'm telling you, it's rare to see us like this, right?
We were fearless.
We were on fire. We like sent, I don't remember how I started, but I sent drinks over and they were like receptive. Like, thanks.
Well, yeah, they were trying to take your free drinks.
Well... Yeah,
probably.
There's a lot of people that do that.
There is. I can't explain to you.
Okay,
Steve and I were running
that glove.
Right. Yeah. It's like the dudes are getting pissed.
Yeah,
like we're smiling at them. If they were just playing along,
they should have been buying the drinks if they're so worried. Anyway,
if they had been playing along and just kind of turned away and took the drinks, that would have been one thing. So then eventually, I sent drinks over to the dudes too.
Yes, because finally we had a moment of clarity. We're like, okay, we're kind of being douchey.
We're kind of being the ant.
That was kind of, oh no, we didn't
almost,
have, we didn't
almost.
Have to blacken that out.
But the best part what brought me back to reality was I go to the bathroom and all of a sudden I hear moaning sounds in the men's bathroom.
Epic.
And I'm like, oh God, son of a bitch. I'm just trying to pee and I hear, like that sound. And banging
like two dudes in there.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, either way, it's like not something you want to come up on.
No, all of a sudden I hear two different man groans. And finally, I'm just like, I'm still riding high and I'm like, I'm fearless. I'm like, no, you guys aren't doing that in here. I'm like, no, 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 no. And then finally, one of the guys goes, you're in San Francisco, honey. Get used to it.
And in their defense,
zip up, and I got the F out. I'm like, Ted, let's go.
Like, we're
it sounds a lot like Seattle. Sorry.
Well, we're at a bar on the edge of the Castro. So, I mean, honestly, they were probably more in the right, but we were
being disrespectful.
I don't know if you're just being surprised because you're just not used to anyone banging in the restroom.
No.
Let alone, you know, someone you're not expecting to be banging in the restroom.
I just wanted to pee.
Yeah, now I'm not trying to be all high and mighty because if I could get away with it in a restroom, and I have sort of, actually, I was caught a long time ago in a restroom.
By who?
In college.
A magician?
In the Himalayas?
Not in the Himalayas. At UCLA.
On an elf quest?
I was trying to get away with murder in a bathroom, and I would do it again if I can. You know, I'm not saying, like, I'm like, and on one level, I'm like, go them if they can get away with it. But on another level, I totally see, like, no one wants to freaking hear that. Crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this sounds like a fantastic. So you come out of the restroom.
I go, Ted, we need to leave.
And then
we left.
And at this point, right, like the guys across the way, now it's like funny.
Yeah.
Everybody likes us. Then we went out.
We kept going. And then finally our friend, your acquaintance,
yeah,
he finally got, he was just like, you guys are too much.
Yeah, like you guys are insane.
Like we sent him, like it was like a Harold and Kumar movie, but instead of White Castle, we were trying to get weed. And and things got really dark. We almost got murdered.
With a bottle.
Right.
Somebody may have run out of
You're accused of being a racist.
Somebody might have peed on a cop car.
Wait, this, you peed on a cop car?
Yeah, at some point I started urinating on a cop car while yelling.
What part of the cop car? Was it the hood?
The front, like kind of like right by the wheel, kind of like on the hood.
That's probably what happens to them all the time with homeless people. Same homeless guy probably peed on that car.
Well, while I'm doing it.
You're just like the homeless guy.
While I'm doing it, I go, Ted, we own this city.
You're like marking it like a dog marks a fire hydrant. That's great.
And then the next day we had lunch at the Red Forest Cafe.
Got stoned from that weed we got.
Yeah.
So badass, the Rainforest Cafe.
There we go. Really stoned and ate chicken wings at the Rainforest Cafe. It was awesome. And then went to a bowl game. Oh, yeah. And then that night, I hurled so bad because we drank so much. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I just hurled so much. I didn't realize until the next morning. Ted's like, you have two black eyes. Like, I broke every blood vessel in my face.
But you didn't get punched. You were just getting crazy, and probably the stress, like, burst your vessels?
From puking.
Oh, from puke. Oh, geez.
From puking, yes.
That is ridiculously awful.
So now we go to a bowl game, and we're going to go see
Maryland. Well, I'm a big University of Maryland fan. So they're playing in a bowl game at the Giants Stadium, right? The baseballs. So there's this awesome bar across the street. I meet some Maryland people. I start rifling beers again. Steve's just holding on for dear life.
I'm just, one beer is good enough for me.
So here was the whole deal. I told Steve, look, man, I'll buy tickets to the game. I'll get the hotel. You just pay for your flight and get down there. So then we get to the game.
And so I brought mushrooms as a gift.
Yeah. We get to the game.
Why not?
We're in the front row of this massive Maryland section. And halfway through the game, I'm leading cheers.
Yes.
For like 1,000 people.
You guys are both still very just heavily inebriated in some
Steve
way.
Steve might have been all right. I was definitely wasted.
Oh, God. And he's got the whole place chanting.
And you've got these like panda eyes.
I've had a few people go up like, dude, did you get into a fight last night? I'm like, at some point, I should have just said yes, because it would have been a way cooler story.
How do you burst blood vessels by throwing up in your eye area?
I don't know.
But we drank so much weird stuff. The other great part was
maybe someone did beat the crap out of you.
And then we went to In-N-Out, and I stood up on the booth and went, this is my first time here. I'm getting one of everything.
He made an announcement for everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then went home. I called my buddy. I didn't know about this like a year later. My buddy Alex goes, hey, man. You know, you called and like pocket dialed me. He goes, I don't know what you and your buddy were talking about. He goes, you gave him like a 20-minute speech about life. He goes, it had me fired up. Oh, and then one of the funniest moments, it was just so random. So we're all
in the same night. This is all in the same night.
The
weekend.
Game was the next night. Yeah.
So it's all in like 2 days. All this crap is going on.
This is like a movie, you know, about like 24 hours of mayhem. Kind of like The Bachelor. What the
Hangover.
Hangover. No. See, my memory is fine. I'm just having brain farts.
No, this is like Harold and Kumar meets Superbad meets The Hangover all in one weekend for 10 days.
Culminating in Rainforest Cafe of all epic things.
Which was one of the best parts of the entire
weekend.
But
Steve was like, in a relationship that wasn't the best of the time.
Yes.
I was fresh off a breakup. Like, the boys were ready to party.
Oh, yeah. We were going hard. It was a blast. And then I'll never forget, though, as he's leading all these chants. So it's raining at the game. And so they handed out as a promotional item. They gave everybody these Maryland ponchos, which were really cool. Like, they were like, you know, big poncho with a hood. So that way you didn't get wet. But here's the problem. They were white ponchos. So
they just said Terps and red on
just
them.
A little Terps. But
overall, it's just a white poncho.
So it looked like we were at a Klan rally.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Did it have a little pointy end?
Yes!
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, so you have been accused of racism once already,
now
right?
I'm leading a Klan rally.
Now you're wearing tents on your head.
Now, in all fairness, if anyone really zoned in on this,
wasn't everyone wearing this, though? If they were giving them out for free, so
everybody
everyone looked like
Maryland
a Klansman.
Section.
But that's right, the problem.
Maybe they did that
people.
On purpose.
I mean, it was black or white. You were all wearing...
Someone knew that would be a funny joke, and they did that on purpose.
I think it just they didn't really
they didn't think about how it's going to look when everybody's wearing,
I think it's as
white
simple
power.
As
right?
Wore,
it's like some
Maryland
South Park
wore
thing.
White that night, and they were like, we'll hand out white ponchos so it matches the team.
Right.
And Gary, I'm sure that's all they thought.
If they didn't put hoods on them, it would have been a great idea.
You know what? I think the KKK has ruined white robes for everyone. Like, when do we get to take back white robes with pointy hoods? You know, because like, why can't that, like, they messed that up. Like, before the KKK, that was not an offensive sign, right? They messed that up.
I don't even use white bed sheets.
Yeah.
In general.
I have white bed sheets. Does that mean I'm racist?
Yes. Probably.
Yeah. Hashtag racism. Yep. You know, that reminds me of Seattle. It's like everyone's
don't
like this
hashtag
social...
things racism.
No, never. Just kidding. But yes, I mean, in Seattle, like the social justice warriors that like to pretend, you know, like make issues that aren't issues, you know, like would be like, oh my God, that's probably, you probably have a point there.
Well, there was something, you know? I just saw, like some girl was wearing for a prom or a thing. She was wearing a dress that was Asian inspired, like one of the typical... I don't know what they're called.
You know what that dress looks like. It has the cuts up
kimono?
Like both sides.
Kimono, yeah, the
or
red,
some kinda,
almost satiny.
It's kind of form-fitted.
Yeah, they're
bit.
Cool looking.
So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right, like, it's been in video games. I mean, everybody's seen these Asian dresses.
Accused of cultural appropriation.
Yes.
That's crap. I'm so against, I mean, like, it used to be good to be multicultural. Now people are like, if like you wear something that's not of your culture, you're accused of, you know, racism. And I think this is just, it's being taken too far. There are people that are just being extreme and they're hostile and they're trying to shut down like free speech by calling people racists and Nazis, and they're not racists and Nazis. Just like they're crazy people.
Well, this girl clearly wasn't doing it to be funny or anything. She
wanted to look
legit
good,
like the dress.
Yeah,
and people were just beating her up over it.
That's so awful. Like 10 years ago, it would have been a good thing to be multicultural, and now people are accused of racism for wearing something that's in a different. Yeah, where are we going to draw the line for all this? Like
white ponchos.
Well, there's not a distinctive line that's that easy, but I think there is lines. Like, yeah. There's a lot of people around the world that wouldn't dress up. You know, some people do, but a lot of people wouldn't dress up as a Catholic priest, right?
Unless it's Halloween, which I think I fully support Halloween. Right,
that's fine, but I'm just saying, right? There's certain religious. The only one that I'm kind of thinking of is the Bindi thing, which is a religious kind of thing. And then when you go to festivals and people are just rocking them, I could see where people kind of go.
It's Stefani's fault.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I really she. I remember I hung out with a girl and PJ's wife for a while was
rocking one.
First time I ever met her, she had that Bindi thing glued to her head, or however it goes on, like, adhesive or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this is kind of weird. Like, wasn't expecting that.
I mean, I think with most of these things, unfortunately, it's kind of like dealing with the FCC. You're not going to know what the line is till you cross it.
Yeah,
but really, some people like create lines.
I agree,
and that really shouldn't be there. They're like, you're a racist because of this. Like the other day, you know, Axe Murderer was accused of being racist because he told some guy to stop coughing on him. He's like, what are you, racist? It's like, no, you're freaking coughing on me. Go over there. You know, like people jump right to this kind of like, you're a Nazi, you're a racist.
For those playing at home, Axe Murderer is her boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. You said
baby daddy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
That's his given name, birth given name, Axe Murderer.
That's his code name for our purposes. But I think like it's being taken to like ridiculous extremes. And
you've
been used to censor people too, like freedom of speech. It's like, you're a racist, so you don't have the right to talk now. It's like, first of all, I'm not a racist. But yeah, I mean, and you know, you guys know I'm arch liberal feminist type person, and even I am like super irritated by the social.
You're an elf quester.
And an elf quester. Right. And I'm irritated by the social justice warriors. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, the girl with the dress. It's like, come on.
Harmless.
Right.
Harmless. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the clock though. It's 12:30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotta go to work.
We got some push ups to do. We gotta jam out and have some fun again to this awesome song. We needed this song in San Francisco as we were owning the city. I know we've shared that story before, but I don't care.
It's still a great
story. It's still one of my favorite stories ever.
Right. If you've ever hung out with Steve and I, that is not our MO.
No. We don't get in fights with homeless people. No. We don't hit on people when they're with their significant other. That's ridiculous. And usually I'm okay with two men having sex in a bathroom.
You just don't want to see it as entertainment while you're washing your hands.
Stevens is an aphrodisiac for homosexual men.
Yes.
Because weren't you in Atlanta when two dudes
were docking? That's a whole other story.
So they gay men love you.
I walk in and they both got their penis tips touching.
What?
And, yes. And I walk in and I'm just like, I'm going to use the women's bathroom. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Get over here.
Let's talk.
Choose your pronoun.
Room for one more.
All right.
Here we go. One, two, three, four.
9, 10.
Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast, at Juliet Frette.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's me on Twitter.
Good luck with the baby.
Yes.
Thanks.
I'm really disappointed that you didn't give birth to it during this podcast.
Well, we still have another minute.
Start talking spicy.
And I can just start doing that pelvic rotation I was talking about earlier.
We'll see you guys.
Yeah, man.